Well, let us worship God. Let us sing to his praise and glory in Psalm number 19 and singing verses 1 to 8. Psalm number 19 and 1 to 8. Well, let us read some verses in God's Word. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. And we shall read the first 10 verses in the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke this parable unto them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would rejoice this morning, that there is rejoicing in heaven over even one sinner who repents. And in these wonderful words, we are reminded, by our Lord Jesus Christ that heaven is a happy place, that there are no tears or sighs or sorrows in that place, because the former things are done away. As we read the Gospels, Heavenly Father, help us to raise our understanding to the message of these writings, that we would not simply read the Scriptures as reading history or reading good advice or reading noble utterances and exhortations, but that we would read the Scriptures as listening to God's living voice. We rejoice, O God, that the Scriptures are altogether written to make us wise unto salvation. And from the very beginning to the very last utterances of this revelation, we have this great theme again and again in so many places, in so many different ways to win us and to woo our attention, that God is, that God cares for us, that God makes distinctions between sin and salvation, and that God is angry with sinners every day, and yet there is so rich a grace and mercy and peace provided for us through the gospel. As we gather here once again, O Lord, deliver us from all complacency and from all mere ritualistic habits, and grant that this Lord's Day would be to us a special day, a holy day, a day of privilege and blessing in which we rejoice that there is such a day provided for us, and that despite so many disadvantages in these days in which we're living, with churches closed and many, many Christians discouraged and disheartened, yet there is still the preaching of the Word. And we give thanks, Lord, that even for those who cannot gather publicly, there are those electronic means that you have given to us, whereby those people, though absent, are nonetheless in the presence of God's Word. And we remember that the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that God's Word is never bound, and that men may try as they will to silence, to obscure, to ultimately obliterate God's message of grace from the surface of our earth, yet the Word of God endures forever. We rejoice in such a confidence, O Lord. We rejoice that the Christian church is indestructible because we have the promise and the power and the presence of Christ, where he reminds us, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So as we gather here again, we remember with gratitude those who gather with us. We remember with gratitude those who would like to gather with us. But through these strange circumstances in which we're passing, they are not able to venture forth as once they did. And so we remember those who listen in by telephone this morning, and indeed again this evening and on Wednesday evening also. And we rejoice with them that the Word of God is still abounding in the world and in our ears. We remember those for whom we should pray. We pray for our ruler, our rulers at this time. We see crisis upon crisis, not only at the national and the international level, but also at the more domestic state level. And we pray for our rulers, as we are commanded to do, that they would have the courage of good convictions, that they would remember, Lord, that their ultimate duty is not to people but to God, and then to us. And we recognize that these men and women over us are just as we are, frailty, fallen creatures, making mistakes day by day as we do. the flesh, the world, and the devil, prevailing against them as so often it does against us. And so we commend them to God, and we pray that in these days of confusion and conflict in high places, Lord, that there would be a good resolution, that God's gospel would be taken into account and indeed applied. We remember our families. We know that there are some among them who are not believers in Jesus Christ, and we long for them, we covet them, we are anxious over them, we cry to God for them, we have sleepless nights over them, we have prayer vigils in the quiet place over them. And once again, we bring them publicly before the throne of grace. We pray for the spreading of the gospel in all the world. We pray for preachers of the gospel to be bold with godly boldness, not the boldness of sinners, presumption of sinners, but the holy boldness of men who know and love the Lord, and love the sinners of the world, and love to see them coming to Christ. We pray for hearers of the gospel, and we pray that they would be good soil. As our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us in his parable, good soil, welcoming, receiving the word, producing fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, but always fruit, the evidence of grace and of salvation. So help us, Lord, this morning, as we wait further in the holy presence of our great, holy, gracious God, and help us to raise our voices and to sing, making melody in our heart to the Lord. And all for our good we pray these things, but all for God's glory we pray these things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us read again in the Gospel according to Luke, and in chapter 16. We're coming back this morning to consider further aspects of this famous narrative, the rich man and Lazarus. In Luke chapter 16, and we're going to read the whole of this section, at verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abram afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abram said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And so on. Amen. Well, our notices briefly this morning. Our evening service, of course, at 6 o'clock this evening. And our Wednesday meeting, as usual, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And as always, we welcome visitors with us. And I'm sure it wouldn't be out of order for me to welcome Julianne and her friend, Julianne Lawson. You remember Julianne, of course, from attended here many years. And it's nice to see Julianne and her friend worshiping with us this morning. So we welcome them. But we welcome visitors always. And also we remember those who are listening in by telephone. Now, some of you know, some of you may not know, you remember Vida Jerkovic, a member with us of many years. She died last Wednesday morning. I mentioned this to the folks on Wednesday last. And her funeral is this coming Wednesday at the Kingswood Cemetery, 27 Cox Avenue. That's out west. Mount Druitt direction. 27 Cox Avenue, the Presbyterian section of that cemetery. It will be a graveside service. I have been asked if I would take that service, and I'm glad to do so. That's at 11 a.m. this coming Wednesday. And the family have asked me to invite you to indicate if you wish to remain after the burial for catering purposes. So if any of you intend to go and to remain afterwards, could you please indicate to me, and I'll get back to the family with numbers just for catering purposes, roughly. So that's Vida. She was a strong Christian, and we have no doubt that she's gone to a better place. Again, we remind you to take care, one for the other, so on. And the offering will now be received. Well, let us further sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 19. And we sing from verse 9 to the end of Psalm number 19, to God's glory.